Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Second down on the fake pressure. Coming, and he is buried. It's Owusu Koromoa again. Garrett was there too. Third and 14. Fields pressure again, and he is sacked again. Home. Bears are getting overwhelmed up front. Over five on third. Fields in trouble. Down he goes again. The sixth sack for Cleveland. Myles Garrett has 3.5. It's a new career high.
A lot of guys standing up in the line. Do they drop? Do they come?
They're coming. Fields is in trouble. Racing away, and he's sacked again. Myles Garrett. A career day. Four and a half sacks. Five-man rush. Fields. Garrett almost got him again. And now Clowney will. The Browns have 9 sacks.
9 times.
9 times.
Woo! Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out, bring them out.
Here we go. Cap J-Hood, ready to rock and roll on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, Twitch, the whole deal. Today we achieved a new low. I wrote this starting last night, tweaked it this morning. For so many seasons, we have questioned our quarterback. Jay this, Eric Kramer that, Craig Krenzel this, Rex Grossman that, Mitchell Trubisky this, Mike Glennon that. From the end of the Jim McMahon era through Jay Cutler, every quarterback we acquired had question marks. Then we said, okay, we got to be better. Trestman out, Emery out, new regime in. Rinse, repeat. And Ryan Pace promised us a new era of Bears football. No stone will go unturned, he said, in their quest for a franchise quarterback. Well, you traded up. You got Mitchell Trubisky. You hired Matt Nagy, the offensive wizard, to develop him. And that pairing has been nothing short of a dismal failure. Matt is not sharp enough to understand his struggles. Well, Mitch isn't sharp enough to execute our offense, you said. Go get me Nick Foles. Okay, more draft capital out, $24 million gone, and guess what? That was a dismal failure. And maybe it wasn't all Nick's fault, we're finding out, because you again had to clash with your quarterback who said, come on, coach, what are you doing here with the offense? All right, George McCaskey, let's collaborate. Ryan and I will collaborate, and we'll find the next GD guy to go find another quarterback. Okay, Ryan and Matt are our football guys, you heard. Saved yet again. That led to Justin Fields, a true top-flight prospect. And yesterday, what you did to that kid was criminal. You nearly got him killed. What you did with your game plan was truly criminal. Claiming that young man and chaining him to the pocket with that offensive line were the ideas of a truly awful offensive coach and a truly pathetic game plan. Hey, coach, you were playing in one of the noisiest stadiums in the NFL. They've got something called the effing dog pound. You have to go on a silent count a large part of the game. In case you don't know, Matt, silent count means my offensive linemen can't look at who they're going to block because they got to look at the football to see when it gets snapped because they can't hear the play call. Did you see Jason Peters looking at the football and having to react and block Myles Garrett, who, by the way, gets paid $125 million. Our offensive lineman gets paid $1 million, and he's 39 years old. Not going to end well. This is really, though, not directed at Coach Nagy because he's beyond saving. George McCaskey, if you're truly serious about winning, you must assert your ownership power, not next week, not in December, today, before you get this kid killed. This is a kid you authorized to trade more draft capital again. You're going to have a pathetic record with no first-round pick. And again, you're going to let this thing just dribs and drabs throughout the season. Oh, we beat the Lions. Who gives a flying rip? Your team sucks. Your development of this kid sucks. You put that kid out there. You gave him no chance for success. And you're lucky he's upright today. You are ultimately responsible for this mess. And unless your Ryan and Matt are our football guys BS stops, this is what you're going to get each and every week. And if people stop tuning in, if people stop going to your games and buying your jerseys, so be it. Whatever it takes for you to wake up and understand this is not going to get fixed by this man. Stop hiring guys who look good in the foursome and go hire the right guy. Think outside the box for one freaking time. You want me to trust you and Ted Phillips that you know who should get hired? Go find someone who can advise you, a former Bear who might have some idea of what might work inside the room, because what you're doing is truly pathetic. If not, Virginia is going to say next McCaskey up. Brian McCaskey, your table's ready.
Inflexibility. Cap, when you are a play caller and you're unwilling to try something new and fresh, you get games like you had against Cleveland. The Bears had many things going against them on Sunday, right? You have a rookie quarterback that you're starting. You're facing a tough Cleveland defense. And, of course, the Bears, you take a look at what they were able to do offensively. They underachieved the first couple of games. And on top of that, the defense, they had to be almost as solid as possible on the road against Cleveland. But the biggest mountain, not just the rookie quarterback, not just the ineptitude on offense, not just playing on the road. You know the biggest mountain that the Bears had to face yesterday? The biggest mountain they had to climb is Matt Nagy. That was the biggest mountain they had to climb. If you don't utilize Fields and cater to his strengths and you get a one-yard passing game, you get what you deserve. When you have no imagination, when you have no adjustments, you have no guts, if you're Matt Nagy and the coaching staff, to get this kid better, then you get what you deserve. It's his way or the highway, Cap, as I've been telling you the last couple of weeks when it comes to Matt Nagy. I understand that he's this offensive guru that we're supposed to all believe in and we're supposed to bow and genuflect to because he's such this offensive guru. The bottom line is that if you don't try to be flexible, you have to be able to say you got to move on to someplace else. You have to be able to figure out how you can be able to have a system for Fields. Fields is a system quarterback, and Fields is with a team with no system. Bottom line, that's what's going on with this team. You're going to lose ball games. Hey, you know, we talked about it even before the season, Cap. We said this is going to be really tough. Cleveland's a really tough football team. I get that. But you can't beat yourself. See, when you have the same game plan for Fields as you have for Dalton, as you have for Foles, that means you're inflexible. That is the word for this season, inflexibility. You're not going to change. You're not doing anything different. For him to stand up there, Matt Nagy, say, this falls on my feet. It starts with me. Yeah, it always starts with you. No blank, it starts with you. Of course it does. But as I told you before this game, on Thursday and Friday, when we're previewing this, I said, he's got to be flexible. He has to cater to that young man's strengths. And guess what? It was the same game plan that he would have done for Andy Dalton. Stay in the pocket. Don't run out of the book. And then, of course, he had, what, less than 2 seconds to throw the football? So, to me, it falls at the feet of Matt Nagy because he's not willing to change. You have one system. It's the same thing. This is the reason why Mike Leach can't keep one college job, because he has one system. You're not going to change. You're not going to do anything different? No. You couldn't run the football. You couldn't pass the football. The offensive line was the worst it's been all season, and that falls to the feet as the head coach. No question.
Well said. 312-332-3776. Danny's here. Jeff is here. I think JR has today off. Enjoy the day, my man. Look,
sucks.
There are Cup fans, there are Sox fans, there are Blackhawks fans, there are Bulls fans. But everyone who's a sports fan in this town is a Chicago Bears fan if you grew up in this town. It is our one team that once a week we all unite behind. What you watched yesterday was so disgusting. You short-circuited that kid before the game ever started. It was ridiculous. No screen passes?
None.
Did you see the beginning? I know you did, because you opined about it on your video after the game. Mm-hmm. Our defense is getting pressure on Baker Mayfield. They're doing a really good job early. They're getting up the field. Robert Quinn had his best game as a Bear. Khalil was banged up, still came back in the game, got a sack right away. Guess what they did? Let's run a screen pass to Kareem Hunt. Another one to Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Let's run a third one to Kareem Hunt. Oh, now we can spring him to the outside. Because they made us relax. We couldn't pin our ears back and just keep coming after Baker. Does Matt, because he's burying that freaking Denny's menu, does he not watch what they're doing to us? Hey, Matt, you do not have to keep him in the pocket every play. There is no NFL rule that I'm aware of that says, well, you can't roll him out. That's illegal.
Right. I'm sure that Justin Fields on the bench was watching Baker Mayfield's like, boy, I like to do that. Now, again, Baker was not great yesterday, but you could see the semblance of an offense, right?
Correct.
The first couple of plays, you saw him, oh, I'm going to roll out here. I'm going to try to avoid the rush as much as possible. And he rolled out to the left or rolled out to the right because he knows this offense backwards and forwards. Justin Fields, he only had, 2 seconds because he was not allowed to roll out. As I told you, Cap, this is the same guy that says, this is my game plan. We're going to stick to my game plan, my way or the highway. So you're not looking at this young man and saying, I've got to be able to roll him out. See, this is what Mitch was talking about. Whatever you want to say about Mitch, every now and then Mitch is like, you know, I like to be able to roll out a little bit. Now here, it's the difference to me between gaining yardage and being able to be what we saw on Sunday. Gaining yardage, having momentum. That's what offense is about, right? Momentum. Moving the chains, moving up. And so when you're just stuck in one spot and you can't move up the field, I mean, you get what you get. This is what you get. And a game like that, we've seen a lot of bad Bears offense, but this is one of the worst, if not the worst, I've ever seen. I've seen Kay McNown not be able to cross the 50 against San Francisco in 2000. I've seen Vince Evans as a kid, right? I saw the names you mentioned, the Krenzels, all these bad quarterbacks.
Quinn.
But Cap, offense like this, how does that get better moving forward? I mean, you're starting from the bottom in this spot. The bottom.
That's where I'm at, Jonathan, that if I was the owner of the football team, again, this is not a personal shot at Matt.
No.
It's freaking business, man. This is a $4 billion asset. And guess what? You are done. You have been given every opportunity. You have been paid a lot of money. The general manager has let you down mightily in acquiring offensive game-breaking talent, and that's the offensive line. That's what I've got to work with. That falls at the feet of one guy. He is the general manager of the football team. You've had a chance to hire two coaches. You've had a chance to trade up capital to get quarterbacks three times. Foles, Trubisky, Fields. And that's the roster you're running out? That falls at your feet. You both should be gone. But this morning, Matt Nagy. That's the one. Gotta go. All right, phone lines are open. Now it's your turn to vent. We both vented. That joke yesterday was ridiculous. What'd you think? 312-332-3776. Full rack of calls. Next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Calls. Every line has been lit since we got, before we got on the air. Literally before this show started. Full rack of calls.
So ridiculous. You just feel like you're wasting your Sunday when you see an offense like that. How often have we seen that in our lives? Defense doing all it can to hold it up and then the offense just sucks. So tired of this.
Correct.
It's a waste of a good Sunday.
And I said to you, at the start of the year, at the end of the season, whatever, 9-8, 8-9, 6, whatever, 6-11, whatever the number is, all I care about is at the end of the season, and I think you feel the same way, is that kid our future? Did we get it right? Just make sure he's being developed properly. Matt, I can't allow you to retard his development any further. Mm-hmm. What you did yesterday, you're lucky that kid was not taken out in an ambulance.
Just get so tired of the coaching malpractice up there in Lake Forest. Get tired of watching it, man, because, again, we knew it was going to be a tough game anyway against Cleveland, but the bottom line for me is that all of it just breaks at one time. The offensive line not being able to block, not being able to get open if you are Montgomery, or looking at the wide receivers, they couldn't get open. The Robinsons, the Komets, the Moonies. It was just one of the worst things I've ever seen. It's kind of like, man, how does this get better for the next week? All I know is that Justin Fields is the guy for right now, but I'm concerned about the rest of the season moving forward.
Agreed. Bryson in South Hollins first. We're going to roll through these, so come ready to play. Bryson, what's up?
Morning, fellas. You know, listening to you guys, I understand why our elders would use words like doggone it and conflabbit, because I'm sorry, I know we're on the radio. This is just tough, man. I'm tired of waking up Monday morning like this. You know, we continue to do our quarterbacks a disservice by just being inept, being a bad organization. We should have looked at Bill Belichick and said, you know what, Bill, I think you're onto something. Bill Belichick was onto something because he got rid of the old guard. He said, Cam Newton, you're out of here. Mac Jones, come on in. The ship is yours. Here's your confidence. Here's everything you need to go into this season with everything you need. With reps with the number one receivers, reps with whoever. If that's what we're truly going on, if you're QB1, you get the QB1 reps, then he should have had the doggone reps from the start. So we wouldn't be looking like this. Weak dog on three. You can't have a joke game like this. Cap, you said it right. This game was a joke. You can't have a joke game and think you're going to come back to this. This looks like the 50 burger back with Tressman. This looks like every joke game that we've had. You rarely bounce back from games like this because these games are indicative of what's truly wrong with the organization.
Bryson, thanks, man. We got to roll. We got to get a bunch in. Thanks a lot.
Let's address it. We appreciate the phone call. Well, you could have Justin Fields practice with the ones this whole time. He'd still be in behind that offensive line. And also head coach that's inflexible, that won't roll him out of the pocket to try to accentuate his positives. That's the whole bottom line. Like, we could go all the way back to training camps. Like, oh, he should have been the guy all along. Okay, but still, you still have a head coach that won't try to get the best out of him by saying, I saw your college tape. I saw what you've done for us in practice. Here's how we could be able to have a little bit of a different wrinkle than what I'm used to, but it works for you. We'll make sure it works for you. Didn't want to do that. That could have been Dalton back there getting killed for 9 sacks. Didn't matter.
Correct.
Same game plan, Cap. Same game plan.
If that's going to be the game plan week after week, chaining that kid to the pocket, then bring Tyler Bray back here, get Nick Foles, put those guys out there, and let them get hit. Because our future? Stop yourself. That's a joke. Derek was at the game, our guy. Big D, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
I'm pissed off, man. I paid a lot of money for my tickets, hotel, plane from New York here, and 6 points, man, 50-something yards of offense. Are you serious, man? Yo, Nagy got to go, man. Let Bill Lazor be the play caller or the head coach for now and get this guy out. And Ted Phillips, he got to go, man. We need a real president that knows about football so he can bring the right people in. And I'm going to say this. I used to want to give Ryan Pace a pass because I felt like, you know, certain times, you know, we would be a little bit too hard on him. But he got to go too, man. All of these people, listen, I left Chicago when I was a young kid, and I moved to New York, and I brought the love of my favorite football team to another city, and I've been supporting these dudes for years, man. I pay all this money for DirecTV to watch these dudes every football season, and all of this nonsense, man. I'm getting pissed off. I love you guys. Cap, man, my wife is sitting right here next to me, man. I'm going to pass the phone to her real quick. Hold on a second.
Hi, Kat. Good morning.
Sorry you guys had to spend that much money to get from New York to Cleveland to watch that mess. So
it was a mess, but we enjoyed it nonetheless. It was a mess, though.
All right. Well, best of luck, and please stay safe out there at Rikers, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless. There you go. That's our guy, Derek, and his wife, who's a captain on Rikers Island. They take. It's not like they're millionaires. They take their money. Hoodie, we know a lot of people. Oh, yeah. They have a little disposable income. They put it into the football team. Oh, Justin Fields. I got to go get a new jersey. That's $90. Danny bought one this weekend. Right. Danny, did you not go to the store and buy a Justin Fields jersey?
I went to visit our friend Dino at Dino's Fan Shop in the Glen. Bought my son, I hope he's not listening right now, bought my son a Justin Fields jersey for his birthday. After the game yesterday, I looked at my wife, Diana, and I said, maybe we need to return this.
I don't, you know what, get your money. It's not worth it for right now. I mean, yeah, you root for Justin Fields, but again, it's about the Bears, man. It's about the team. It's about the organization. Yeah, I'm a Bears fan, but just watching what we did there, you know that change is coming. As I've been telling you, change will come, Cap. It will come. Because if you're not going to be, if you're not going to change as a head coach, and again, you don't have to have be a complete 180, but understand, you got something different at the quarterback position that you haven't had. So you've got to be able to take care of him, don't you?
Correct.
So again, it's just his game plan. Is there just one game plan at House Hall?
Certainly looks that
just
way.
Just one?
Certainly looks that way.
Well, that won't work. That won't work for me, and it shouldn't work for the Bears.
Well said, Hoodie. Well said. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Matt on the northwest side. He's next. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
You know how we're doing, Matt. You know, pal.
Well, let's roll.
Let's start with the positive. Hoodie, it's great to have you in the morning.
Thank you.
All right. So, two things. One, this organization is held up by diehard fans that you're hearing from all morning. Can you tell me the last good thing Phillips has done? Everyone's talked about the history of failure. And the man at the head of the organization, Phillips, what is one good thing he's done? I'll hang up and listen offline.
All right. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Appreciate it.
Well, I think he's in the negotiations for a possible new stadium.
Here's what I would do if I was the owner. I'm being very – this is not me being glib or cute or trying to be – no.
Would you agree with the Ted Phillips thought, though?
Yes.
That's one thing, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would do if I was George, uh-huh. I would call a press conference. I would say, okay, I've seen enough. I think I've been a very patient man. I understand the fans' outrage. We asked them to spend a lot of money and – valuable family time on Sundays. So moving forward, here is what I have done. I have fired our head football coach. We thank him for his service. We wish him well. We have a young quarterback we all believe in. I authorized the trade up to go get him. I want him developed properly. I have no confidence that that's what's happening. Mike Pettine, who has been a head coach in this league, he's here as a senior defensive assistant. Mike will be the interim head coach the rest of the season. Bill Lazor, who successfully called plays the last, five games last year, he is going to be calling the plays as the interim offensive coordinator / play caller. And Sean Desai, you will continue to coordinate the defense. Ted Phillips is going to be named officially president of business operations. He will be leading the charge to either get our stadium rehabbed in Chicago mm-hmm. or moving to Arlington Heights. I am going to hire a new president of football operations and a new general manager, and we are going to get this thing fixed. The new president of football operations, if you want Ryan on your staff, that's your call. But I'm going to hire whoever it is, Peyton Manning, Jonathan Hood, whoever the right guy is, I'm going to find him. I'm going to be exhaustive in my search because this bull blank ain't going to happen again.
As I've always told you, Cap, it is important for you to be able to do right by the fans, and you want to be able to be an organization in which the other organizations say, boy, how'd you do that, right? It's a laughingstock. Everybody knows it. It's a laughingstock. You're going backwards as an organization. And again, we focus on yesterday's game, yes, but we're talking about just the way the organization looks. I mean, once again, are you going to go through another era where you have a quarterback that you believe in and you're not going to do right by him? Are you going to go through this again? If you're George McCaskey, no matter how much you spend time with the season ticket holders and no matter how much you don't like the medal, the bottom line is that if you're Virginia, I'm sure Virginia's looking at this saying, do I have to sit through this again? Do I have to travel with this and seeing this crap again? At some point, you want to turn the corner. The Bears should not just be defense you or running back you. Look at the rest of the league. Every week we take a look at these scores with good teams and bad teams. But look at the points they're putting up. But look at the innovation offensively. There is no innovation with the Bears. None. There is no innovation. And that's the whole point of this. It's like I'm seeing teams, Cap, that are winless, that can put offense together. And then you have what we saw yesterday, 1.1 yards per play, the worst in NFL games since the Browns averaged 0.6 in 2004. I mean, Justin Fields never had a bad game in college outside of the one against Northwestern. And actually, that was not a bad game. 12 for 27, 114 yards. He's never went through anything like this. And of course, Nick Foles turns to Andy Dalton and says, yeah, I think our offense might be broken. Yeah, it's broken.
No bleep. Well said.
Of course it's broken.
All right, phone lines are locked and loaded, so keep trying. If you get a busy signal, keep trying. One drops off, you try and get in. That embarrassing loss is what we are discussing. Your calls next. Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Matt, you might want to pay attention to this. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
The way I feel right now, you know, I'm not used to this, so I don't like feeling like this. So just me not wanting to feel like this, and literally while I'm saying this, I'm getting goosebumps because I just don't like feeling like this. So I'm just going to get back and I'm going to work. That's it.
There's a lot to vent about today. There really is, Jonathan. We all get excited for Bears football. We love when it's a football Friday and we're going to get all jacked up and ready to go. And then we watch what we watched yesterday. I mean, truly, truly an embarrassing, embarrassing performance.
I mean, 9 sacks. I mean, just a highlight reel for Myles Garrett and that Browns defense. 9 sacks, the most against the Bears since they allowed it against the Giants. That was against Cutler, right? Was that not against Cutler?
That was 10 against Cutler.
And yeah.
And Olin was on that. We'll hear from him later.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on his watch. He was on that team. He said 9 at the half, 10 for the game.
That's right. He was buried in the Meadowlands, Cutler.
And do you know that team ended up going to the NFC title game?
Which is crazy, right?
Crazy.
Which is crazy. It just... And so when you talk about Ryan Pace, you are so correct. When we talk about the just looking at this team and you look at the personnel, that offensive line was a sieve. That's the worst they've looked all season. Does that get better? Not sure it does. And that's the thing. Like, once this is out on film where people say, boy, look at the leaky offensive line. Look at Justin couldn't get the ball out quick enough. Look how they couldn't be able to spread the field. One shot. You take one shot down the field, and there was a sketchy play, a sketchy penalty.
That was
break.
Almost like, I feel bad for these dudes. I'll throw a flag.
Yeah, I mean, a complete break for the Bears, and you still couldn't punch it in.
Brutal. All right, let's go back to the phones there. I mean, every line lit. Kenny in University Village. Kenneth, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Go Flames! Go ahead.
If Nagy is not fired today, I'm not watching the Bears for the rest of the year.
Well,
that's how bad it was. Like watching that kid run for his life yesterday. That's just ridiculous. And in the words of Scottie Pippen, I'm not going to mess up my fall watching the Bears.
That's right. All right,
guys.
Thanks for calling us.
I was like, you know what?
Thanks, man.
I'm not going to f*** my summer up.
Seriously. Not going to mess my fall. And I don't blame you. You know why? Because for your Bears health, you don't need to be watching this crap. I totally understand it.
It's Maggie
just,
guy.
Just hard to watch, man. Again, I got one on the Hood Cave. I got the main screen watching this bad Bears game. And on the other screen, I'm watching the Red Zone. I'm like, look at these offenses fly up and down the field. Even in a losing effort, you're like, boy, at least they got a good offense. Look how they run the football. Look how they're able to utilize our tight ends. Look how they take shots down the field. And what do the Bears have? Crap on a stick every week.
Let's go back to the phones, and Keith is in Frankfurt. He's next. Hey, Keith, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to say shout out to my family. Yesterday, for my 21st birthday, I had a family party, and I got to watch the Bears and Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy made history as an offensive genius, actually. I have never seen in my lifetime such a worse performance, and I can't tell you how many times I've talked about not watching the Bears anymore. And I've waited for a franchise quarterback. I bought a Foles jersey last year. I bought a Trubisky jersey. Actually, my brother bought it for my past two birthdays. And yesterday I went out and I bought orange duct tape to put over my Trubisky jersey to make a Fields jersey because I'm that scared of this organization. And after yesterday, I said I'm not going to watch anymore. I'm right there. You're exactly right. We shouldn't watch anymore. We should boycott them. They run all over Twitter. I see it. They run that organization like a small business. It's like they got their friends in there and they don't want to fire anybody. I don't know what it is. If they're scared of Matt Nagy, he's not an offensive genius. He doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. How many games does it take? It takes you 50 games and every single game, you're the problem. Yeah, you're the problem. You're the coach. I'm a 21-year-old and I have a better playbook on my Madden game.
Thanks, man.
By the way, shout out to my family. Thank you for having me on. I love your show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no question. If the Packers are Whole Foods, the Bears are some mom and pop shop that's wondering, how come we're at a deficit every year? What happened to the money? That's because you let people take your money from you, mom and pop. You don't trust anybody to oversee the operation, just like the Bears. Same scenario, right? What? We're losing money. Well, why do you think that is? It's because you're the ones running it. Have someone oversee the operation. That's what Cap and I have been talking about. Have someone that's a football person look over this thing and fix it. Meanwhile, Whole Foods is eating and doing well. The Packers, teams like that.
By the way, do you know that last night, 37 seconds left, Garoppolo gets to look to be the game-winning touchdown for the 49ers. They take the lead. They're up a point. Aaron Rodgers has zero timeouts left. He takes them 42 yards in 36 seconds, and with 1 second left, Mason Crosby from 51, boom, game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah.
Do you realize they got 42 yards in 36 seconds, we got 47 yards in 60 minutes.
There you have it. That's it.
A joke. Back to the phones. Let's go to Eddie on the north side. Eddie, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, that was horrible, but don't think for one thing that it was just the offensive line.
I watched
Justin Fields, and he could not make decisions. As soon as he went back there, he wanted to run. Hey, we need a guy that's going down the middle so he can do a quick pass like that. And I'm not sure what's going on with Tariq Cohen, if he's even going to play this year. But in Hoodie, you can't say that you've seen Justin Fields win all these games at Ohio State and he's the winner. All the quarterbacks win at Ohio State and Alabama, but they get drafted high and they get drafted to bad teams when they get to the NFL, and all them nice offensive linemen, them nice receivers, them nice running backs, they ran into college. You won't see that in the NFL.
All right, thanks for the call, Eddie. Well, appreciate it.
Well, not all of the quarterbacks at Ohio State win. I mean, it's a very short list of quarterbacks that actually have flourished at Ohio State. That's linebacker U. They're known for defense, not offense.
And running backs.
Yeah, so the idea that, well, because he was a winner in college, it does translate if you have a game plan. It does translate to the NFL. See, where do you get your talent? You get it from college, right? You
right.
get the best of the best, and you try to find the best talent at quarterback, and you plug them in. And by the way, at the top of the draft, of course they're going to go to bad teams. That's where bad teams go, top of the draft. And the Bears are a bad team. That's why they reached up to get Justin Fields. They're trying to find someone to fix this thing.
I gave on TV yesterday, we did our grades. I gave the coaching an F-.
Wow.
Don't even know if that's a feasible grade. What he did yesterday was criminal. It was either incompetence or I told you he wasn't ready. He can't run my offense. I'm going back to Andy Dalton as soon as he's healthy. Either one is a fireable offense.
Is ignorance or incompetence? Pick a hand. Which one is it?
Correct.
Is it because you can't do this or you did this on purpose?
Or exactly. It was either intentional or incompetent. Both are fireable offenses.
Pick a hand. Which one was it, Nagy? Like, it's not about you being right. It's about you being able to get the offense right. I don't know how George and Ted can watch us every week and say, boy, we're heading the right direction. Haven't you seen bad offense for decades?
Decades.
Don't you get tired of seeing it? If you're
insane.
Them?
Let's get Dre in. Hey, Dre, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, as a I was a supporter of Nagy, and you know, I gave him and Pace for the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know how you can be a supporter of him after watching this game. It's been I think this is one of the reasons why he didn't want to put Justin in, because it's going to become a clear indictment that he just doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And Nagy need, Pace has to go as well, because he's not putting out the kind of players that are gonna be able to run any kind of offense, let alone Nagy's offense. So I want to know what you guys think about that.
Look, a lot of people were giving them a pass, or we'll take our time. The roster was terrible when they let Emery. Ryan has been here 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We're into 21. That's 7 seasons.
Right.
Okay, the first 2-3 years, you want to go, that roster's awful. I get it. 7 years, that's the best offensive line we could put out there. That's the best our game plan can look. Stop yourself.
Yeah, it is amazing that you go this long with an offensive line that's not straight. Oh, all this time. It has not been good since Crouch played.
Well said.
I mean, that's a long time, Cap, to not get it right.
Agreed. Very well said. Phone lines are hopping. We're going back to your calls, 312-332-3776. How do you fix this thing? Are you done? Be right back. This hour brought to you by the Home Loan Expert at thehomeloanexpert.com. You can buy a house with $0 down. Let us put you in the home of your dreams. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, we got a ton of sound. We'll get to it. You got to hear some of Matt from yesterday. But, I mean, every line's lit. We got to get to these calls and just roll through them. Let's go to Dave. He's listening online. Dave, welcome back on Cap J Hood on ESPN 1000 on a far as you can get from a Victory Monday.
Oh, tell me about it. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to keep it quick because I know this is Bears Therapy Monday. That's what I started. Every Monday you got to have a therapy session. So let's go sit on the couch for a couple minutes, Cap and Jay. Look, man, to stay in line with close to Halloween. We watched this Bears horror story for so many years right now. Just like the movie Halloween, for 30 years I've been watching try to kill Michael Myers with a handgun and karate. It's like, Let's evolve past this. When you facing Myles Garrett in their defensive line and you have no plays with Max Protect, I watched Peyton Manning and Tom Brady live and eat off Max Protection and motion for their first 10 years of their career. I'm done, man. Like the other guy said, man, the only thing we could do is just boycott it and stop watching it. Y'all guys have a good day.
You too, yeah, man. Appreciate it.
On top of that, you just wasted a terrific defensive effort from Robert Quinn. He showed up to play yesterday. You give him credit. Same thing with Mario Edwards Jr. and Khalil Mack. They played well, Cap, and you wasted it because the offense has no imagination. I hate that for the Bears. And you're asking the question like, well, Matt Nagy, where is he when the defense is out there? Well, you know what he's looking at? He's talking to Justin. You see it. Oh, you saw it on the game yesterday. He has backed away from the field, talking to Justin Fields and the other quarterbacks. He's not paying attention.
No, because he's so caught up in, I got to call all the play. Stop. I would fire you, and you wouldn't have a job if it was my team. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have the stones to do that up there. But let me just put it to you in these terms. You can tell me I'm out of my mind. What you are running with that kid is cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to infect that kid. you are going to ruin that kid if you keep letting him get sacked 9 times a week. Eventually, the human body breaks down. You're going to get that kid killed.
Yeah, no question about it.
I mean, it's literally unbelievable. It's almost as though they took the four of us and said, why don't you guys design the game plan? Well, none of us ever played in the NFL.
Right. We never designed plays either for that. So
just try this.
Yeah.
You're paid millions of dollars to be the effing head coach of our football team. Have you ever heard of a screen pass? Have you ever heard of moving the pocket? Have you ever heard of chipping somebody to give Jason Peters some help? By the way, as I said earlier, you're going on silent count because you can't hear because that place is loud. It means he's got to look at the ball, not at the guy he's blocking.
It was always going to be an uphill climb anyway, Cap, because you're on the road. It's a rookie. Everything has to be able to work in concert. But the problem is that when you have this team that with no identity and really no look of trying to get better offensively or trying to do new things, you get what you deserve. And they got their head kicked in, and rightfully so.
Firefighter Sean, he's next. Hey, what's up, Firefighter Sean? Thanks for your service, man.
Hey, good morning, Captain Hoodie.
What's up, man? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. So my heart bleeds orange and blue all day, and from the bottom of my heart, I want to apologize to Mr. Biscay. Because after seeing yesterday, yeah, he was limited talent, but no quarterback can succeed under Nagy. And it's just clear as day. And I just, from the bottom of my heart, from the host of Chicago, want to apologize to Mitch because he was put in a position where he could not succeed. And it looks like Justin's going to be the same thing unless we get rid of Nagy and everyone who is supposedly a football person who has nothing to do with football. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. And go Bears. But it's hard today.
It's tough to be a Bears fan today, but that's what courses through our veins so that when they do win, it's amazing. Your White Sox in 05, my Cubs in 16. What we saw yesterday, you cannot allow to infect that offensive system into Justin Fields' veins. You cannot. Done. Matt, you're out. Lance Briggs played the role of Matt yesterday, and I was George.
Yep.
And I said, I'm taking control here. Matt, you're out. Coach, just give me another week. I promise you, we're on the verge of a breakthrough here. Coach, we've got an idea. You're out. No. Done. I'm finished. Yep. I've heard enough. You're out. You're no longer my football guy. Sorry. Here's your check. I pay you what I owe you. Tony Medlin, the equipment guy, he's got some boxes. Pack your stuff up. I almost swore.
Yes.
And get out.
Yeah. No question.
Done.
Because you have no offensive identity, Cap. It's the same thing. How many times can you sell that before people realize, you know what? Maybe you didn't know much about offense. How about that?
Well said. Chicago Joe, real quick. Let's get him in. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I think this goes well beyond just yesterday's game. This is clearly a general manager that has whiffed and wasted draft capital. We're up against the cap. They didn't have money to improve the offense. How are you up against the cap and you're not even paying your quarterback?
Ryan has done a lousy job. We got a roll, Joe. We appreciate it. Ryan's done a poor job. If that you're up against the cap and that's the team you're running out, stop yourself. All right, shot or no shot is coming up in 2 minutes, and then right back to your calls. Follow ESPN 1000 on Twitch, watch us live, and join the chat. Brought to you by Vitacost.com.